Morning, boys. Anybody have any prayer requests this morning?
Brian and Jessica.
Yeah, Brian and
Jessica.
Okay. Okay.
Adam Williams.
Okay, Adam Williams, yeah.
Vernon Williams.
Vernon, yeah. Okay, let's bow your heads. Lord, thank you for this day that you give us and the beautiful sunshine and the opportunity to meet here together, Lord. We just ask that you'd be with these young boys here this morning, just to lead God and direct them and help them to grow up and be men of God. Just pray for these prayer requests that was mentioned this morning, the different ones, Lord, that you just would be with them and pray for their needs and different things in their lives. This fashion, your name. Amen. Okay. You know what chapter we're in here?
75.
75. Did you read 75? Did you read it? All right, good. Okay. Psalm 75. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. His place was made in peace, and his dwelling in Zion. There he broke the power of the bows, weapon and sword in battle. You give light wondrously from the everlasting mountains. All the foolish in heart were troubled. All the men of wealth slept their sleep and found nothing in their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, those who mounted horses fell asleep. You are fearsome, and who shall stand against you? From that time on is your wrath. You caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth was afraid and kept quiet when God arose for judgment to save all the gentle on the earth. For a man shall give thanks to you from his heart, and he shall celebrate a feast to you with his whole heart. Pray and return to the Lord your God. All around him shall bring gifts. To the fearsome one, and to him who takes away the spirits of rulers. To the fearsome one among the kings of the earth. Okay, here we have a psalm that was written to kind of gather some thoughts towards the end of your life. Mentions here that the foolish in heart were troubled, and the men of wealth slept with their sleeps and found nothing in their hands. It just reminded me that you're not going to take anything out of this world. So what you're doing here is you're trying to prepare for your eternal life. For a man shall give thanks to you from his heart. So we should be genuinely thankful for God for his mercy and goodness to us. Be sure to give him thanks. And be a sincere thanks, yes, from your heart there when you thank God and pray to him. Be genuine and heartfelt about it. Randall, what was your lesson about today, or your memory verse?
To find someone in the Old Testament, that God either raised up or put down.
Okay. Do you have one that you can start with? Go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry if you want to.
Elijah was a normal working man, and God raised him up to be a prophet. Saul was a good man of God at first, and he was rich, and then he disobeyed God, and so God took the kingdom away from him.
Joseph was put in prison for nothing, and God brought him up, and he got to be ruler over Egypt.
In Genesis 41:37-41, it talks about how God brought Joseph up. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one such as discerning and wise as you. You shall be ruler over my house and all my people, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you."
And Seth in 2 Kings chapter 3 verses 4 through 14, God asked Solomon in a dream what he wanted, and he said he wanted wisdom, and God was really pleased with that and gave him wisdom and riches and a long life and other things. Absalom rose himself up and made himself king, and he was riding on a horse, and he rode under a big oak, and his hair got caught, and they darts at him and killed him and stabbed him to death.
All right. Good verses here. Okay, next week what I want you to do is find a teaching in the Bible that you can put in practice in your daily life, your weekly life, that would help prepare you for your eternal life with God. Okay. Yes, you're dismissed. Older boys, same thing as younger boys, if you heard that. But I want you guys to actually give an example of how and when you did that in your life every week here.
Same thing as little boys, just in the New Testament. In Mark 10:29-31 here. "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, and children and farms, along with the persecution, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first."
I had Paul, or when he was on his way to Damascus, when he was capturing Christians and throwing them in prison and killing them, God just on his way, God struck him blind on his way.
Matthew 16:20, "And behold, one came, said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said, Why callest thou me good? There is none but good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into thy life, keep thy commandments. And he said, Which is? And Jesus said, Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up, what yet I lack? And Jesus said to him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast, give to the poor, and thou hast have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowfully, for he had great possessions.
I got mixed up and thought that the younger boys were supposed to get something out of the New Testament. So I got something out of the Old Testament. And I thought about where in Third Kingdoms, where 19 through 21, it talks about where Elijah came and saw Elisha tell him in the fields, and he went and threw his cloak on him and said, follow me. So he just put what he was doing and started following.
James 1, verses 9 and 10. For the brother of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position, and the rich man is to glory in his humiliation, for like flowering grass he will pass away.
Ephesians 2, 4 through 6. But God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ.
James 2, 2 through 6. For if a man comes into your assembly with a gold ring and dressed in fine clothes, and there also comes in a poor man in dirty clothes, and you pay special attention to the one who is wearing fine clothes and say, sit here in a good place, and you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit down by my footstool, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil motives? Listen, my beloved brethren. Did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in the faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love you? But you have dishonored the poor man. Is it not the rich who oppress you and personally drag you into court?
Luke 14:11. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
I had Luke 10, verse 21. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. God raises up the simple.
I had where Jesus talks about being a servant to all. And I just thought about how real promotion and demotion is, even in society and in our daily lives. And how something so little that we learn, or just learn to have a good attitude about sweeping the floor or something like that, we may not realize that's a big thing, but it can be a really big thing. And on the flip side, we may think that we got something real big, but everybody else is just like, wow, that guy is just full of himself, and we don't even realize it.